Star 94.1, and we welcome the phenomenal Fred Hammond. Fred's going to be in town for Joyfest 2008, which will feature Marvin Sapp and also Ty Tribute. Fred, are you ready for Joyfest?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
When's the last time you did a Joyfest?
The last time we did a Joyfest, it was at Charlotte. It was 13,000 people there, and we got a chance to do a little something here and there, and it was pretty good.
You just recently received a Grammy. Congrats on that.
Thank you. We appreciate it, man, and God has been really good in that area, so I love on him for it, and I thank you.
I noticed over the years your writing is faith-based, if I can say, or better still, a better word would be scripturally sound.
Yeah, it's just something I learned to do. Which is to keep your scriptures and keep your songs and God inspired and scripturally based. That's the best way to keep them God inspired. But more than even learning the Bible lately, sometimes we just do things and we teach people verses and this and that. But right now, my audience is the grown up is the grown up audience that. I hate to say grown and sexy because people be all, be tripping. That's what it is. It's the grown-up folks that have gotten some age behind them, and they understand life. And I deal with them from an area of, I try to keep the song simple, and I try to keep them, very much just God-centered. My record I'm doing and the things I'm doing now, they basically just show a way to look at God in a very simplistic way, so.
Where are we today in the church? What type of movement?
Well, the reality of it is now people are starting to look at life a lot differently. People even in the church are starting to look at the church life a little bit differently. We've come through different revelations, different ages. If you go back to the 70s, there was a very heavy rapture watch. Well, think about it. You don't really hear many people preaching or talking about the rapture these days. And it's not that it's wrong. It's just the fact that it was such a heavy emphasis. Things, we go through movements. Go back to the 80s and the 90s, and it was the strong word, prosperity movement. And then you move through this age, and it's a bunch of movements. But really, God is just, he's very simple approach to this whole thing. And this one scripture that I've just went back to, and I know a lot of people, they study Nahum, and they want, and so many of my friends that just want to be deep, and they are just, man, they're just scholars, and they're just deep. But there's one scripture I throw at them every day, that all the time, and I say, you know what? I'm going to just go to one scripture and stand on it, really. I got the other ones, but here's the one I'm going to go with, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever lives and believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Period. And then Jesus said, "Before he leaves you, I leave you one more commandment. Love one another." Loved you. So if I can see people who love people, I can see God in them. And the world can see God. Other than that, we're sounding brass and we're tinkling cymbals. So I've kind of just stuck in there and made the songs a little simpler and keep them God-based,
The beautiful song, Cover Me, which features 2103, Smokey Norful, Jay Moss. How did that come to be?
Well, the reality is that Jay Moss and I grew up together. He and I are good friends. So Jay called me and said, "Hey, man, would you do a part of this song?" I said, "Yeah." And the next thing I know, when I heard it, I heard Smokey, and I thought, wow, this is very, very powerful. So love it. Love the song.
Where can we check out Fred Hammond?
I have a new song that's out that'll be coming out soon on my Warehouse Worship. It'll be coming up on my Warehouse Worship web show soon, and it's called "I Find No Fault in Him." Period. If I find no fault in him. Check me out. I'm telling all my friends to check me out on FredHammondLive.com. Go see what we're doing. Check out Warehouse Worship. Just see what we're doing. God is good.
It's our guest, Fred Hammond, on Star 94.1.